So when we started talking about this, again, we wanted to do something that tied in with APHA's theme. And we talked about doing the session that looked at how we can use HealthComm strategies to create healthy places and environments. And the more we were talking about it, the more we started asking the question, well, what really is a healthy place? What really is a healthy environment? What do we mean by that? You know, a lot of times when we talk about environments and places, we tend to focus on the big sort of global picture, air quality, water quality, climate change. And all of that is part of our environment, of course. But the more we started delving into it, the more we started realizing that, you know, environment and the idea of environment and the idea of place is so much broader and so much more complex than that. So I also have no relationships to disclose, by the way. So when we talk about what is an environment, you know, if you look at the definition, it's really the circumstances, the objects, and the conditions that surround us. And so if we think about that definition in the context of the socio-ecological model, you know, we start to realize that we're not only talking about those typical environmental issues that we think of at the policy level, things like air quality, water quality, toxins, pollution, although again, that's very much part of it, but we're also talking about environments and places at other levels of the framework too. So when we look at our communities, we're also talking about the environments that we live in. Are there transit options available? Are there healthy food options available? What about safe areas? Is there violence? Is there an absence of violence? Are there healthcare providers available? How easy is it to get to those providers? Even within our organizations, what kind of safety procedures do they follow? What type of work-life balance do they offer us? What are the teacher ratios to students in our school? What type of protective equipment do our factories have available? And at the interpersonal level, the parents and family, are they involved in the child's life? Are they absent? Are there firearms in the home? Are there firearms in the environment that kids can get to? What type of safety devices, smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors are available, are installed in the homes? Is there nutritious food available? And so I just, again, I wanted to kick off this session by kind of planting this seed that when we talk about healthy environments and healthy places, we're not just talking at the typical level that we think of with environments, but we're really talking about all these environments that we encounter in our daily lives. And so I just wanted us to be thinking about that as we conceptualize how we can use communication and marketing strategies to create healthy places. So we've got a great agenda today, I think, of folks lined up. We've got four excellent presenters who are going to talk about different ways, different programs that they've used to or studied or evaluated to create healthy environments. So to start us off, I wanted to introduce Mona Safaridi, who is at the George Mason University, and she's at the Center for Climate Change Communication. She's actually a family medicine and public health physician, and she has worked not only at GMU, but also at Thomas Jefferson University, has served as a local clean air council, and with Penn Future. She's testified at EPA hearings. So she has a lot of great experience to share with us.